Sign here, here, and here is The Journey of a Financial Advisor.
Absolutely. A new book out this week.
Excellent. What was the idea behind it?
Well, I've done 25 years in financial services this year, and in doing so, I think I've probably got far too much to say for myself over that period of time. And it just started to make me reflect on really the journey that I've taken since 1985, starting off in a high street bank in East Horsley many moons ago. And so I started to write some notes down of my journey through, because I wanted to get down what had happened, because I think it's been a really fascinating journey. And if I may refer you back to your days as a financial advisor, then in doing so, you know that you meet some very interesting people, and it's the people that make the whole experience worthwhile.
Exactly, you certainly do. And has that been your motivation to keep in this profession?
I think so, because...
Apart from the money.
Well, there is that, but in doing so, there's also the fact that people are fascinating and they make this job very worthwhile. And it's funny, you know, today I was reading on the BBC that if you go back 25 years, Mikhail Gorbachev took over as the leader of the Russian Federation all those years ago. And in doing so, I started financial services in the winter of that year. And the world has changed so very much since that time. Things like the fact that the first text was sent in 1993, and now everyone takes it for granted. So it's my journey through a bit of banking, then into mortgage broking in the late 80s, then into insurance, into pensions, but also taking an amusing look at what's gone on and what was happening at the time. What were the experiences, what were the events that were happening at the time, to make people realize where they were when I was going through financial services.
I mean, a part of this, and I was privileged to receive an initial copy of
yes,
this
absolutely.
In its draft format.
Yes.
And I had a read through it in Spain, actually, when I was on holiday last year. And one of the things that struck me was that it was almost, as well as being a kind of an interesting guide to your life and what you've actually done, it was also quite a useful guide for people may be thinking of going into financial services as a career.
Absolutely, because it is a really good, it's a good industry, irrespective of the fact that financial services over the last 12 months has had a bit of a battering. We are still all going to need financial services. There are many banks that are going to open, new banks that are going to open this summer, and in doing so, there are opportunities available, particularly to the young. So from that point of view, I would commend the career to anybody that's thinking of going into it. But this book will detail some of the pitfalls, some of the advantages, some of the amusing anecdotes that can happen, and also gets to a stage where, personally for me, around 5 years ago, we got to a stage where we thought, well, hang on a minute, if we can get this far, we can run our own business. And then it goes into the fact of running your own business, starting out, marketing, sales, all of the tips that you would anticipate needing to know as you led into your career.
An interesting chapter 15, Time for a New Horizon. There could be a second book on the horizon.
There is. Well, we've got another. Unfortunately, I've been divorced once or twice. So in doing so, there is another.
Three times.
Well, no, not yet. sorry, Esther. And in doing so, that's a joke. And in doing so, there is another book coming out in the summer as well. So it's just a reflection on the experiences over the last 25 years. But the new book, Sign Here, Here and Here, Journey of a Financial Advisor, is available on most good internet stores and also in the high street. And also we have a web address, which is www.signhereherandhere.co.uk.
Very good. Well, thank you for my copy of this book. I shall go have another look at it this evening.